USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden securing the release of Brittany Griner from a prison in Russia Thursday. The basketball player was exchanged for one of the biggest gun dealers in the world. The Merchant of Death is now able to jump back into his role. And again, Biden has left a Marine behind. For 4 years, Paul Whelan wakes up in his Russian prison cell and sings our national anthem despite his captors, according to his brother David, who is still waiting for the administration to do the Marine right. As government overspending has taken our nation's financial health in a downward spiral, President Biden announced a $36 billion, with a B, dollar bailout for the financially troubled Teamsters Union Pension Plan. The money will help roughly 350,000 people. The president said the money is coming from COVID relief funds, therefore won't need congressional approval. Mexico's government is in talk with Peru's former president, Pedro Castillo, to grant asylum to the impeached leader who now faces criminal charges. Castillo met with Mexico's ambassador to Peru while in detention in Lima Thursday and stated he was at grave risk in the Peruvian capital. The Center for Disease Control is touting the success of the monkeypox vaccine. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
A new report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention shows how infectious monkeypox can be and how important vaccination was in reducing the outbreak over the summer. The outbreak, which has significantly decreased in recent weeks, has primarily been concentrated among gay, bisexual, and other men who are intimate with other men, although the CDC has noted that anyone, regardless of sexual orientation, can contact the virus.
A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The second release of Elon Musk's Twitter files dropped Thursday night and reveals how un-American the social media giant was, secretly blacklisting Republican tweets and users. Independent journalist Barry Weiss detailed in a series of posts how Twitter used so-called shadow banning to limit the visibility of tweets coming from users not aligned with Twitter employees' political views. The Federal Trade Commission Thursday sued Microsoft to block its planned $75 billion acquisition of gaming software and online services Activision Blizzard, halting a merger of the technology giants. The FTC commissioners voted 3-1 to move forward with the complaint. The chaos and crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has become destructive to the men and women working to ensure America's safety. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
Customs and Border Protection has seen 14 of their agents die by suicide this year, the most in over a decade. Texas Republican State Senator Brian Hughes tells Fox that the Biden administration needs to react.
It's tragic. This should not be a Republican or Democratic issue. This is an American issue. This is about human suffering and death.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Orion spacecraft will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.